Hey friends, I'm starting the busiest time of my year, and I thought about taking this next month off from podcasting, but I decided to keep them coming. So for the next month, look for a series of I Heart This mini episodes, starting with this one, On the Moon. It's I Heart This Abridged. I'm Ben Lord. Let's talk about what we love. You know what's awesome? The moon. And I'm going to tell you why. Of the other rocky planets in our solar system, two don't have moons at all. And the other, Mars, has two tiny little rocks that are so small that you could walk around the small one, Deimos, in less than a day. And an elite ultra runner could run around the bigger one, Phobos, in about 8 hours. Scientists who study how moons form have found that only one in 400 stars of planet-forming age had evidence of the kind of activity that would lead to a moon like Earth's. A moon like ours is a rare and precious thing. And if we didn't have it, Earth would be a radically different place. Nights would all be dark, of course. Tides would be negligible. Earth's axis would wobble wildly, leading to climate chaos. And awesomely, Earth's days would only be about 8 to 12 hours long. That's so goddamn cool. Even if something human-like could possibly evolve on a world like that, our knowledge of astronomy may have been way behind what it actually is. You see, the moon's 29.5-day cycle of phases is probably the reason that humans figured out how to keep track of time at all. Almost every culture that invented a calendar tracked months, long before they could track the year by the sun. Because it's friggin' hard to figure out when a solar year begins or ends. Without the moon, there'd be no eclipses. Now, Mars actually has lots of eclipses, but if you were there, you might not even notice them. Deimos eclipses are barely noticeable, and even Phobos only obscures about a quarter of the sun. But by some absolutely stunning coincidence, our moon and the sun appear to be almost the exact same size from Earth. I mean, this is an illusion. The sun could actually contain about 64 million moons, and yet, because the moon is exactly the right distance, it appears to almost perfectly cover the sun during a total eclipse. The moon itself also gets eclipsed, and this proved to be an essential clue because during a lunar eclipse, we can see the shape of Earth's curved shadow. And it was this fact that first convinced people like Aristotle that Earth was indeed round. It was mountains on the moon, as seen through telescopes, that gave truly convincing evidence that the celestial bodies were made of the same old stuff as we find here on Earth, and not some otherworldly element like early thinkers had guessed. And it was the movements of our moon that inspired Galileo to realize that the bright lights he saw circling Jupiter might be the same kind of thing. A discovery that hearkened in the era of truly modern science and the end of the old ideas that the Earth, and therefore us, were at the center of everything. It is undeniable that we live on the best planet in the neighborhood, but I think a case can be made that our moon also is one of the best that we could hope for. If you want a regular opportunity to see familiar things in a new light, subscribe to I Heart This on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a story that makes something familiar strange again, email me at benlord@iheartthispodcast.com. I Heart This is written, edited, and produced by me, Ben Lord. Our logo was designed by Brian Morrow Cribbs. Our website is at iheartthispodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, be kind, be curious, and be thankful.